FlockDraw provides an online collaborative whiteboard environment. So it's a place where you can come together with other people, work on a blank canvas to produce a diagram together. There are several things about FlockDraw which are quite attractive. Apart from the fact that it's free, you also don't need to create an account in order to use it. So if you go to the home page and click on the Create Your Session button, that provides you with the blank whiteboard, which has a unique URL, and that's the URL you can share with the other people with whom you wish to collaborate. So it could be really easy for your students to use to work together in groups if they're at home and they're working together on a group project. The tools which come with the whiteboard are fairly basic, but they're pretty much the ones you need. So you've got a brush tool so you can draw freehand lines, an eraser tool, a flood fill tool, straight line drawing tool, and a text tool. And that's pretty much all you need. Of course, you've got a colour palette, and you can change the brush size. Interestingly, if you have a scroll mouse, you can change the brush size very quickly by just scrolling the mouse wheel. That's a really useful feature I found. You can go maximum screen and go full screen. And you also get an embed code. So if you wanted to stick your collaborative whiteboard space onto your blog or onto your web page, you can do that. Now, why would you want to have a collaborative workspace? That's a good question. But if your students are working together on a particular project, it might be producing a diagram from a science experiment, maybe. And why is it necessary for them all to draw exactly the same thing? Maybe they can actually work together to produce the final diagram. Or it might be about planning something. It could be just brainstorming a particular start to an activity, to a project. But one thing that's really important, I think, is that in order to work together in a shared workspace, you need to be able to negotiate meaning. And that's becoming increasingly important as more collaborative online tools become available. If everybody just grabs a cursor and starts drawing at the same time, you'll end up with a mess. So how do you actually negotiate that? How do you decide turn taking? How do you say who's going to be drawing at a particular time and how long do you wait for? FlockDraw provides a chat window where you can actually negotiate some of that, so that's useful. Having finished the canvas, you can save it, but what that does do is create another URL. If you pop that into another browser window, that generates then a static image which is not interactive, which you can right click on and save it as a PNG.